Delaney, if you've never heard the show before, welcome. Two hands on the wheel, and if you hear something you like or something that infuriates you, instead of punching it, why not give us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'm going to tick off my irritants, and then I'm going to give you a daily salute during this hour. And I got to tell you, irritants, one of the biggest has to be Mayor Bloomberg. Personally, I never met the guy. I know some people that actually have been around Bloomberg, and they say he's charming at dinner parties, but he's deadly when it comes to regulation in our biggest city. So he wanted his soda ban badly. He thinks that sugary sodas are crippling this nation, and especially New Yorkers. He doesn't want people running around with big gulps over 16 ounces or the supersized drinks that you can get at McDonald's or any of the fountain drinks that you can get in the various sundries or pharmacies or whatever you want to call them around the Big Apple. But a state judge said, are you kidding? It's arbitrary and capricious. It's ridiculous. So he burst the bubble of Mayor Bloomberg, and hell hath no fury like a billionaire who doesn't get his way. He's vowing to turn that around, thinking that it was going to be easy to make it happen, that it would be an automatic layup, and it wasn't a layup. So Bloomberg is vowing to appeal the decision by the Supreme Court judge, Tingling, you got to love that name, who says that, yes, this is not at all. There's no statistics to prove Bloomberg's point. See, he's as manipulative when it comes to trying to prove his points as anybody else can be, maybe even more than most. He doesn't get his way. He's upset. He says he's just going to keep pushing the issue. Coming up this hour, guest-wise, a couple of great guests. One to talk about Bloomy, and she's the director of the Culture of Alarmism Project. This is with the Independent Women's Forum. She's great. Julie Gunlock. Also this hour, from Bloomy to the Pope, Maureen Ferguson, an expert on the Catholic Church and issues, will talk about the Pope. We might know who the Pope is the next time that we meet. Nobody thought an American had a chance, but it turns out there are a couple of possible American cardinals that might become the Pope. Sense of humor, modern times relatability, like Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Dolan is a guy who grew up the oldest of five and the son of McDonnell Douglas engineer and a homemaker, who as a boy said he would pretend to celebrate Mass. Now he could become the Pope. Wow. So he's the head of the second biggest archdiocese, 2.5 million Catholics in New York. And a lot of people could be critical of Dolan, but can you imagine if he becomes a pope? Imagine if he becomes pope. However, it's the sex abuse scandal that smashed the church right between the eyes that could cost him. The Milwaukee diocese he actually was in charge of from 2002 to 2009 was one of eight that filed for bankruptcy since 2002 because of the civil claims. Dolan actually publicized the names of priests accused of molesting kids and authorized $20,000 payments to predator priests to get them out of the church. And Dolan called claims that the disbursements were payoffs that was preposterous and unjust. Supporters say the move show a willingness to confront the problem head on. But will he be the person that confronts the problem, the ugly truth of the big problems the Catholic Church is having? And he just might be it. He just might be the guy. He studied theology in Rome. He got a doctorate at Catholic University in Washington. So who knows? 115 people that are part of the papal conclave know, and they'll ultimately let the rest of the world know when you see the white smoke billow out of the Sistine Chapel. Can you imagine? Man, people are all over St. Peter's Square in anticipation of that moment. A very, very big moment. So that's part of what we have in store. Awesome guests coming up here on this Hour of America tonight. I told you about Bloomy and how buggy that is. The second buggy thing for me is the fact that our Marines who are serving are told, listen, we got cuts, so you got to help us. And how you can help us is by preserving your bullets. Preserve your bullets. Preserve your gasoline, and it'll be all good, because then we'll be able to get some realized money out of this. To which I say, you have to be kidding. Now, going through basic training, getting sent overseas, you got to worry about bullets and the bullet rationing. That just seems counterintuitive to what soldiers are learning to do and what they do. Take your shot and you only get one crack at it. And we hope that you put it right in their heart. Man, I think that's pretty rough. I think that's a big give back that they're asking for. And there's been a lot of people that are starting to find out and complain about it. So I would put that on the outrage list. Definitely on the outrage list. Also, just for grins, and we'll throw this into odds and ends next segment. Remember the whole thing about who shot JR, one of the most watched television shows of all times, and that episode was so big? JR Ewing did it again. Larry Hagman, just like his character, is in the middle of filming, all that kind of stuff, gets sick, ends up dying, and he may be one of the biggest television villains that we can remember. So the J.R. Ewing send-off included Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboys, Mark Cuban from the Dallas Mavericks. It was very, very strange. I actually saw snippets of it. And it was Who Shot J.R. Part 2. Part 2, another Texas send-off. Of course, if you remember the first one, spoiler alert, he didn't die. And this one, it certainly seems like this is the end. And unless he comes up with another shower scene and suddenly he's there, then he's gone. They reacted, they saw him, they buried him. I can't imagine. And Larry Hagman died just a few months ago, and they had 6 funerals for him in Texas. So he had the definite connection. No question about it. All right, so stay with us. Odds and ends in just a few. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do things till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my food.
So how about it, America? Can you spare some ammunition? Geez, our guys need it. You want to weigh in? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Also, the big debate coming off the 60 Minutes interview with Sheryl Sandberg, number two in command at Facebook. Are you Facebooking? If you are, go to americatonight.net and we'll friend you. Click on the little button at the top. Sheryl Sandberg says that it's time that women started to move up the chain, that there weren't enough women in power, in positions of power. And she says in her new book, that's because of the way women are raised and they need to take the reins. If they would just, pop out of themselves, so to speak, and ask for what they think they deserve, they would probably get it. But they're not used to doing that. And that's the reason why so many struggle with moving up from middle management to running a corporation. Here's what she said.
We know that when men do something well, they believe it's them. And when women do something well, they believe it's help from others. And so Lean In, both the book and leanin.org, the online community we're launching, is about helping women believe in themselves. The men, they're always, in my office, I want the next job, I want the next opportunity. The women lean back more. And when I say, you should apply for this, some of them say things like, I'm learning in my current job. And men never say that. Men are leaning forward. They're getting promoted. They're getting the next opportunity. Women are worrying about responsibilities they don't yet have. And then they wake up and they're years behind that man. And that's how you get to 14% at the top. We're also held back by things within ourselves. we're held back by the fact that we continue to do the majority of the housework and childcare. Our partners are not yet partners. In order for women to sit at more tables in the boardroom, we're going to also have to get men to sit at more tables in the kitchen.
Whoa! And she went on to say, too, that if men would do that, if they would push a broom, run a vacuum, clean a toilet, wipe the windows, wipe the kids' faces, whatever, they would get more sex. They would get more sex. So right now, are you running to go grab the broom or to clean off the table or perhaps clean the oven? Can you imagine? Yep, I'm sure a lot of people listened to that line and got a big chuckle, saying that there just isn't a partnership. It's too lopsided. But what's interesting is you have to have some controversy to sell a book. Come on. And there's her little slice of controversy. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
You know, I heard the opposite was true. I heard that women don't respect men who do women-type labor, and so they get less sex than the men who do masculine labor. But that's just, you know, part of the Kate Delaney America Tonight Show. You hear both sides.
Well, I think if, you know what, I think if you're, here's what I think. My father told me, Tomas, and I thought this was great words of wisdom. Sometimes it's 60-40, so you have 60 and he has 40, and sometimes it's 40-60, so you have 40 and he has 60. I think you chip in when you can. I mean, we're an exhausted nation. We're Twittering, we're Facebooking, we're Pinterest, we're Instagramming, and we're working in between. So I think that's the main thing. Whoever can pick up the slack, that's a good deal.
Exactly, because you know what? Whenever you see a marriage where they're trying to make everything 50-50, you know that ain't going to last.
Nope, it's not going to last.
You can't do the math in a marriage. You can't start. Oh, wait. I did 52% last week, so now this week, oh, no, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. Mm-mm.
Let's play a game. I'm going to give you two statements, and then you give me the final statement, all right?
Okay.
The first statement is, there has never been an Irish Pope. The second statement is, St. Paddy's Day is coming up. What's the third statement, Kate?
Could be that Cardinal Dolan may be the next pope.
Well, that would be one incredible St. Paddy's Day celebration, I do believe.
You know what? You're right. It's funny that you say that. I was thinking the same thing, because now his name keeps coming up, and wouldn't that be wild if it was him? I mean, even that would just be a sidebar thing, but he's really in the running, I guess.
I know. I mean, you know, it'd be a great victory for New York now that they got the 32-ounce containers back. Drinking beer or something. I can't believe, you know, a mayor whose children, 80% of the children, can't read, but, you know, they're not allowed to drink Coca-Cola. Unbelievable.
I agree.
Maybe he should change his focus a little bit on the education and a little less on the nutrition. And but let's see who gets that white smoke in their favor.
That'd be wild. It's not going to be green smoke, that's for sure. Thanks, Tomas. That's funny. That was good, the reference and connecting it. He may charm his way right into that Vatican spot. It is definitely a possibility. Because now it's starting to become a rumor. Sometimes that whole thing about where there's smoke, there's fire. In this case, yeah, where there's smoke, in both instances, it's a good deal. And it might go in his direction. Might happen. He's popular with the other cardinals, and there hasn't been an American, so this could be the time, especially after some controversy. Okay, let's throw the American to the wolves. Let's get the American in there. He can do it, yeah. Let's have him do it. He could become the next pope, and we'll see just how much he likes it, meaning all the blowback on the scandals. That's the huge thing, the scandals, and trying to get people to forget about the scandals and embrace the religion, and it's very hard. so many people were trampled on. It's just disgraceful what the Catholic Church did. And more in once they found out about someone, that should have been it. It's like a job, boom, you're done. Sorry, you might have had good intentions, but this is not, I mean, this is a crime. This is a crime. They should have really been tried, period. So all the lives that were ruined, you just can't get that back. You just can't get that part of the of your life back and have to knock that out of your head. It's got to be incredibly, incredibly difficult to do that. I cannot imagine. Can't imagine that. All right, here's an update. That SUV crash that I said, boy, six teenagers, eight altogether in this Honda Passport is way too many crammed in. And, of course, it turned out that there was speed and the kid smashed into the guardrail, fell into the water. And I can't even believe anybody got out of this SUV in any kind of shape. So now it's was stolen, but did they steal it? Did somebody else steal it? They don't know that. They don't know the specifics of it. It happened around daybreak on Sunday. It's a two-lane road, and the SUV's owner met with the cops and filed a stolen car report. Police said none of the teenagers was related to the owner or had use of that SUV. Did they know it was stolen? Did they steal it? It's all just speculation now at this point, but you can't speculate one thing, that they lost their lives without a doubt because of reckless driving and the need to hurry up and get somewhere and these kids. It's awful to see this, what looks like a matchbox car now at this point. Whew. Two of the kids smashed a rear window. They got out of the wreck. They swam away. They called for help, suffered only minor injuries, and the rest were dead. They tried to rescue them, and they could not get to them. And it's now being played out in Warren, Ohio, which is mostly kind of a blue-collar place, 41,000, give or take, near the Pennsylvania line, east of Cleveland. And that has to be rough on those families, getting that kind of a call, that incomplete life. All right, as promised, coming up, Maureen Ferguson talking about the Catholic Church and the possibility of Dolan as Pope. And that's followed by Julie Gunlock, director of the Culture of Alarmism. That's what she says the Bloomberg thing is all about.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The music, Barbara Streisand. Wow. All right, looking at the possible contenders to be the next pope. We might know who the next pope is pretty soon here, waiting for that smoke to come up out of the Vatican and the conclave to make their decision. In the wings, in our virtual green room, Maureen Ferguson. She's the senior policy advisor for the Catholic Association. And, man, what a resume this woman has. Before she did this, she was the congressional liaison and spokesperson for the National Right to Life Committee. And she was nominated by Governor Chris Christie, my pal, to serve on the board of the New Jersey State Museum. Maureen, thanks for hanging with us here on the show.
Hello. It's great to be on with you.
You know, people are now talking about Timothy Dolan. Really, is that really a possibility, Maureen?
You know what? I have to tell you, if you asked me just a week ago, I would say, well, you know, we all love the hometown favorite, but it's just so unlikely that they would actually pick an American pope, because it's just seen as putting kind of too much power in one place. With America being a superpower, no one wants to kind of mix American foreign policy with Vatican policy. So if you asked me a week ago, I would have said no. But I have to tell you, there is a lot of buzz about both Cardinal Dolan and Cardinal O'Malley from Boston. And I think the other other cardinals are just impressed by their holiness, their vigor, their love of the church, their ability to communicate the truths of our faith in kind of this modern, increasingly secularized world where we really need to break through. So I think more and more people are being impressed with them. And, you know, I would say it's a real possibility.
Ooh, wow, it's such a curveball to even think that. I thought for sure, honestly, as I looked at all the contenders, that Cardinal Pete Turkesson was one of the favorites, that he was going to be the guy. But now his stock has kind of dropped a little because of the Americans.
Well, you know what? I mean, the great news is that there are so many great contenders. There's Cardinal Tagle from the Philippines, who is this young, dynamic, very humble at the same time. Priest, takes the bus to work frequently and invites beggars that are in front of the cathedral in to have lunch with them. He's a great communicator all over YouTube. So there's Cardinal Mark Ouellette from the north, from Quebec, who also is seen as this very holy man of great intellect. He has strong ties to Latin America, having taught in Colombia for years. Then there's, of course, Cardinal Scola of Milan, who a lot of people also think is a front runner, who also has this strong intellect and, you know, the language skills necessary. And he really has very extensive pastoral experience. So he sort of knows the issues that Catholics face on a day-to-day basis. So the great news is that there are all kinds of very exciting contenders for the papacy, and the cardinals are going to process into the Sistine Chapel tomorrow and take that vow of silence and really prayerfully try to determine who is the best person to lead our church.
Yeah. Do you, whoever it is, of all the possible candidates and then ultimately one selected, what do you think the first couple things are that they need to do or people are looking to hear from the next pope? What do you think people want to hear?
Well, you know, there's been this debate between, do we need someone who's a good manager or do we need someone who's a strong pastor? And I would argue we need both, because, boy, we certainly need someone who is a strong administrator, who can tackle the Vatican, the dysfunctional Vatican bureaucracy, and institute important reforms. But we also really need someone who is that missionary in chief, who can articulate the beautiful truths of our faith and the reason and logic behind them, and to challenge us to live, you know, live our lives in a deeper way, focused on faith and hope and love, and really inspiring people to go deeper into their faith or to return to their faith. And, you know, so it's just such an exciting time, as you can probably tell from my voice, such an exciting time for Catholics. But this is also a very significant moment for non-Catholics as well, because we're electing here the leader of the world's oldest and largest institution. A lot of people don't realize that the Catholic Church is the biggest charity on the planet. It runs the largest group of charities on the planet. Catholic Church educates more children around the globe than anybody else and is a leading defender of human rights and the dignity of the human person. So, you know, it's a great moral force. It's a great charitable force, educational force. And, you know, it's just exciting.
Yeah, you're not surprised by this, because you were talking about the secrecy and what happens when the cardinals count down and the final talks and all that stuff. The Vatican Police, I was just reading something, the Vatican Police installed jamming devices in the Sistine Chapel. They're taking no chances, right?
That's right. And, you know, of course, the word conclave comes from the Latin with a key. So they're locked in there. And as much as locking themselves in, they're locking the outside world out, because they really want to be able to focus on God's will, to be prayerful and not be influenced by whatever chatter they hear going on outside the walls of the Sistine Chapel. And, you know, if you've ever been inside the Sistine Chapel, it's just such an awe-inspiring place. And, you know, the paintings of Michelangelo literally all around you. And as the cardinals vote, they handwrite their ballot, and then they have to process up to the altar to put their secret ballot in the urn, and they have to say a prayer or a vow just before they put it in, saying that they sincerely believe this to be the best person to lead the church. And they're standing in front of Michelangelo's painting of the Last Judgment. So you can imagine it's quite a solemn moment. And, you know, it is interesting, though, that they've had to you know, use all kinds of modern technology to make sure no one's listening in and probably to make sure no one's tempted to kind of check in on the outside, too.
You know, for fun, I even did this. I gave away one of my books, Level the Playing Field, which I wanted someone to call in and tell me what kind of smoke came out once you knew who the you know, they had made a decision who the Pope was going to be. And I was reading an interesting story. I had no idea about this. There was some confusion in the late 50s. And what happened was they had damp straw, and it made black smoke. So there was a couple of false alarms, and people were confused. Are we, yes, no, yes, no. And, you know, it just goes to show you nothing is ever foolproof, right?
That's right. And they do use chemicals now, so it should be clear whether the smoke is black or white, assuming the chemicals are working well. But they did abandon the wet straw several years back.
Yeah. And the idea is to get somebody there to take over the church to be, I think I said this earlier, to be in place before Easter, correct?
That's right. The hope is that the Pope will be installed, our new Pope, our new Holy Father, will be installed before the upcoming Holy Week, which is, of course, for Christians around the world, the most important week of the year.
Yeah, no question about that. Maureen, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for shedding some light on a few things. We'll see what happens. Could be an American. Who knows? Cardinal Timothy Dolan, maybe. He's pretty funny. Maybe.
Who knows? I mean, as I said, I'd love the hometown favorite.
Yeah, I agree with you. It'd be really interesting, let me tell you that. Maureen Ferguson, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. All right, so again, you know, the question becomes, is who's going to be the next pope, and can the Catholic Church turn it around? When you have so much scandal, and you have so many people that are skeptical about where the church is headed. She's a lifelong practicing Catholic who has covered Catholicism, is disappointed by some of the things that have happened in the church, but also looks at this as an opportunity to turn things around. And with Benedict leaving, that was part of what many people believe was ultimately an undercurrent, even though that was never spelled out and was never brought up and was never put into play other than what will his legacy be and all that kind of stuff that was thrown out there. So who is it? Is it going to be a Latin American cardinal? Is it going to be the American oddball choice? Because not initially nobody thought there was even any kind of a moment for Dolan to step in there, but that certainly could change. Something else that could change is that tug of war over guns in Congress. I got a note here from my buddy Sam H., who is a real insider on the Hill, and he said, look for what they're doing now on new taxes on guns, and you've talked about ammunition, with some of the latest legislation that's starting to be thrown up there. And the proposals range from a 5% tax in New Jersey to a 50% ammo tax in Maryland. Can you imagine 50%? Wow. How much more would you be paying for magazines when you're picking them up and you're somebody who goes and belongs to a gun club? I think the one thing we'll probably see is perhaps the expanded background checks federally, but at the state level, the idea that they're going to have sort of like sin tax, which is what they do on cigarettes and on a couple of other things, to actually do that on firearms, on any kind of weapons, man, you want to talk about kind of shredding or pulling apart the Second Amendment. Revenue from the taxes, I guess, and the fees could go to victims, they're saying could go to victim services in Kansas when they're proposing that. They're saying, well, this could be a good thing from that point of view. Firearms manufacturers, the people who put the stuff together, obviously, already pay a federal tax that goes toward wildlife conservation. So tax on sales would make guns much costlier, which is why so many people are running out to gun shows and to gun stores to get a weapon for fear of how much it's going to ultimately cost and what they're going to be taxed. Hang with us, more to come.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've been talking about it, the judge slapping down the soda ban. Michael Bloomberg vows to fight on and do whatever he can, meaning this is just going to continue in the courts. But it was a surprise ruling, some people thought anyway, by the New York Supreme Court. The judge was Milton Tingling. You got to love that name. He said restaurants, movie theaters, sports venues, convenience stores, and other places were regulating by the city's health department would have been prohibited starting tomorrow from selling sugary drinks of more than 16 ounces. But Tingling permanently stopped the city from enforcing the ban. So how about that? I think Bloomberg was completely stunned by this. Julie Gunlock, the director of the Culture of Alarmism Project at the Independent Women's Forum, joins us now that we're talking about that. Julie, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate you hanging with us.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
All right. So first of all, the reaction to Bloomberg pushing this agenda anyway.
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised he's shocked. I think that he really, especially on the eve of this new regulation going through. I think that he and his PR crew were, you know, in full victory mode. They, you know, were ready to see the obesity solved, right? Everyone would be shrinking immediately in New York City. So yeah, I think he really is stunned. And look, this ruling by Judge Tingling, I agree. I love his name. It was tough. I mean, he declared it invalid. This isn't a temporary, you know, this isn't a temporary ruling. I mean, this is invalid, and they have to go to another court now. So it's going to be quite a battle. And again, you know, the words in the ruling were pretty tough. So it was quite an embarrassment, I think, for the mayor's office.
Yeah, there's so many other things that you have to worry about in New York. I can think of like 15, and I don't even live there. Is it, to you, isn't that the most, you know, I just said you're the director of cultural of alarmism project at the Independent Women's Forum. I mean, this is alarmism, isn't it?
Right, it is. You know, we started the project at the Independent Women's Forum specifically to hit back on some of the hysteria that we're seeing. I mean, whether it's, you know, cans of tuna fish or big gulps or your children's sandals or your garden hose. I mean, someone's got an issue with everything nowadays. And the problem is a lot of moms who are often the target of these alarmist claims, people are having trouble wading through the junk science and the real science. And what's really harmful about that is that if someone ever comes out with a warning that you really need to heed, people are, I mean, they're tired of this crying wolf. They're tired of, like, constantly feeling like they have to be worried about this and that. And so they're really kind of shutting off. So we're trying to hit back on some of these alarmist claims. And you're right. A lot of what Mayor Bloomberg says about obesity isn't true. And certainly his so-called solution, which is, targeting soda drinkers, that's not going to solve anything. So that's what the project is about. And we're really happy to see this ruling today.
All right, when you say you hit back, what do? Do you pump out a lot of press releases? Obviously, you're doing an interview with me. You've talked to other media people. What do you do?
We actually write a lot. We have a great blog at IWF.org, and we're going to be launching a website tomorrow. I'm so excited, called cultureofalarmism.org. And we do a lot of writing. You know, there's a lot of studies that come out nowadays, and that really scares people, right? You hear, there's a new study that says X, Y, and Z is dangerous. But then when you actually dig down into the study, you realize these studies are very badly done. They don't meet the most basic scientific standards. They're what we call junk science. And so I think what we're trying to do is hit back on some of these alarmist claims that are based on junk science, not real science, not respected science. And I hopefully we can help some people out there kind of wade through this avalanche of information out there.
Yeah, do you think it's junk science when Mayor Bloomberg says 70,000 Americans and 5,000 New Yorkers will die from obesity-related illnesses this year, making this ban on sugary drinks a key move?
It sounds good. It certainly does, right? And I don't think there's any doubt. You go to any mall in America, and there's no doubt that that we've got a weight problem in this country. But it's important to also realize that obesity really spiked in the 80s and 90s, and it started to level off about 10 years ago. Actually, it started to decline in certain urban areas around 2006. And actually, Michelle Obama just talked about that. She sort of patted herself on the back and said, hey, you know, obesity is declining. And yet, you know, despite those figures, again, obesity has largely been kind of level for about a decade. You have heard total hysteria out of government officials about obesity, how we're all going to die and we're all going to be a drag on the economy. And look, I don't think there's anything wrong with a message of, hey, let's shape up America. This is important. But a lot of times the solutions are regulations, like we see with Mayor Bloomberg regulating soda, taxing certain ingredients, certain foods, certain restaurants. That's not a solution that's going to work.
Yeah, boy, I really agree with you. And we've seen that he's been able to get that through. You know, what I said before is some people might be listening and say, well, who cares? That's New York. And That's our biggest city. But the problem is that that can be held up as an example. And that,
absolutely,
that push that around, as you were saying, it's when you start to push the alarmism around, then other people will lock into it in other cities. And before you know it, you don't think it's going to hit you in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or San Diego, California, or someplace else, or Dallas, Texas.
Right.
And then your city council is stating some statistics that they got from New York, and you are in the throes of the same thing. Isn't that the problem?
It's absolutely, you nailed it. And look, this is what we're trying to do also at this new project that we've launched. It's really not just attack each individual alarmist claim, but look at the process, right? And this is what happens usually. You have one of these activist organizations, people like to call them consumer advocacy organizations or public health organizations, they issue a study, right? And it doesn't have to meet any scientific standards. It's just, you know, some intern with a computer in the back office, and he types up this nice little study, and he calls it a study, and then they wave it around, and they put out a press release, and the media responds, because what sells a story more than bad news, right? Good news doesn't sell a story, it doesn't sell newspapers, but bad stories do scary headlines. So you can guarantee there'll be some scary headline that comes out, and, you know, for a couple days, and then the public will be sufficiently terrified and outraged, and at some point someone's going to say the magic words, which is, something must be done. And that's when you have a politician or a policymaker coming in, on a stallion, a white stallion, saying, I'm here to save the day. And usually that takes the form of regulations. This is a process that exists. It's getting worse in this country, and it's based on fear. If you scare people enough, particularly moms, they'll demand something be done. And what that usually results in is more expensive products and more regulation, less jobs. These are things that are really a problem for Americans, not these phantom mythical problems that these activist groups say, you know, our garden hoses are going to kill us and all these other things. It's the cost of these regulations, which is the real thing people need to worry about.
Yeah, so is that the idea, that's, as you were saying, the idea behind the website, the Independent Women's Forum, to say, listen, I understand you have 5 seconds of time because you're running around, you've got children, you're working or you're not working, but you're busy, so you can't investigate. See, that's the problem. Ultimately, Julie, you and I both know that's the problem. It's the time it would take to dig up all the other information.
Right.
So you're trying to do that.
We're trying to do it. Look, you know, I'll tell you, the truth is, I started getting involved in writing on these subjects after I had a kid, and I wasn't working, and suddenly I was, you know, look, before I had kids, I wasn't doing a lot of reading on sippy cups, okay, or bottles or pacifiers. And suddenly I'm reading all this stuff and I'm thinking, my God, there's a lot of terrifying stuff out here. And that's not, frankly, I just started reading stuff and I started looking at studies. You know, I don't have a scientific background, but I could tell that a lot of the studies were making bizarre connections. And really, you know, it was a lot of, it wasn't really causation. They weren't proving that this activity caused this. It was just sort of related. That's a really dangerous standard, and that's a really dangerous standard on which to base policy. And so what we want to do is provide moms, we like to call them reasonable moms, with a little bit of information, maybe, you know, help them out and do a little of the reading for them and maybe do a little of the analyzing. A lot of us are moms that write at IWF, and we're genuinely interested in these issues. So if we can kind of take a little fear and the mystery out of these issues, I think we've done our job.
So, Julie, tell us again, you were excited about the website that's popping up, and people will be able to go to it, and they can look at it, and this audience will love this. So what's the website going to be again?
Well, it's going to be cultureofalarmism.org, and that's going to go up tomorrow. And until then, check us out at IWF.org. And on Facebook, we have a project called Women for Food Freedom. I also head that up, where we like to cover all of these food issues, and we particularly like to make fun of Mayor Bloomberg. So it's a good read.
I'm going there right now. Julie Gundlach, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own four-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.